That noise is appropriate. That was obviously Bill Belichick upon joining Instagram in his season away from the NFL, but certainly not away from the spotlight. This is the WEEI Afternoon Program. Andy Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens, who's filling in for Christian Arcand as he gets away for the weekend to a nice wedding. And maybe he'll run into Bill Belichick, because I think Christian might be down the Cape somewhere or in one of the islands. I forget where he said it was, but it's local. And Bill Belichick, so if you thought that was cringeworthy, which it was, and if you thought, I don't know, his Halloween costume where he dressed up like Ryan Clark was cringeworthy.
Oh, my. Hey, by the way, how'd you feel about the whole Ryan Clark, Bill Belichick costume routine?
It made me uncomfortable, but not in the way that I think some people did.
Right.
The fact that the face didn't move and it looked like an elderly woman bothered me, because that was
my takeaway. That's the thing. Like, first of all, I personally think, you know, going in, no one's ever going to go in blackface again. I think in any sort of thing that is completely wrong. Let's just go ahead and just get the obvious out of the way. But
sure.
It needs to be said and stated.
Second day in a row. You liberals, Arcand, yep. Fitzy.
Hey, Nick Fitzy, Arcand here. I don't like it. I don't know about you guys, 617-779.
But, I just thought that was a weird choice. You can go as Bill Belichick without looking like a giant vat of buttercream frosting dropped from the ceiling, landed on your face, and hardened.
It was very, very terrifying looking.
I'm sure if my children tuned in, they would have been like, oh, God, what is that?
Oh, if you just took that character and that look and put it with some eerie music and in a closet and the person opens the door in their kitchen, you would freak out. It might as well be Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger or anybody else.
Or something on some strange-ass Disney ride or something like that.
Absolutely. Just, no, that's terrifying.
Or a prank video, like where people do fake farts on a park in the on a bench in the park. Like, it just didn't look right.
So speaking of pranks... Yeah, that's creepy, too. That makes me a little uncomfortable. And if that music played, that would be great music to play while Ryan Clark's Bill Belichick character just walked down the hallway toward you and scared the hell out of you. But speaking of pranks, I thought I was being pranked when I saw yesterday, because I thought it reached a new level, the picture of Bill Belichick dressed up as a, like, Gorton's fisherman. And
trust the Gordon's fisherman.
Now I'm hungry for fish sticks. Thanks, Andy.
Oh, I like fish sticks.
Fish sticks, highly underrated. Sandwiches. Freezer foods, real quick.
Yeah.
Fish sticks, because you eat them again when your kids are young.
Yes.
And we always have them around. They're phenomenal.
Ew.
Yes, they are.
What?
You get a little tub of tartar sauce.
No, time out. Stiz was just in the kitchen making himself a late lunch, early dinner. It was lettuce from 3 weeks ago out of a bag with some taco meat that I would not feed to my dog.
Wait, and he's eating taco meat yesterday, too. So this is
now
day old?
That's leftover taco meat?
No, I think it's leftover taco.
Yeah, it's leftover from last night. I think it looks really good. See, it's on the Twitch, Andy.
Yeah, I see it.
Your tacos, you think that looks good?
Is this not a taco salad?
It is.
Taco meat on top of a salad.
Okay, it's taco meat. That's meat salad.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a real taco salad.
There's no tortilla strips. There's no
something.
Yeah, is there any guacamole? Andy, yeah, like tortilla strips, maybe a little cheese.
A little. Yeah, you can't just throw meat on top of lettuce and call it a taco salad.
I totally had that
okay,
wrong.
Can we all agree Ryan Clark's costume was the Stiz taco salad of costumes?
Yes. But even worse than that was Bill Belichick, Gorton's fisherman, reeling in his girlfriend, the mermaid. And what was the exact tagline? I believe it was my
catch of the year.
Catch yet or something.
Yeah.
Fitzy, so you are...
Sweet tuna.
Nope, we're not doing that. You are the biggest homer I know. You are all in Patriots and Bill we trust and Tom I this, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Please... This, you can't tell me this doesn't make you uncomfortable. And I'm not even getting into the young girlfriend thing. Leave that. Push that to the side. This could be Linda Holiday. Bill,
she won the week.
Tremendous. The Kill Bill. Absolutely. And even better that she addressed it on and was like, oh, get over it, people. We're just having a little fun here kind of thing.
It's a good zing.
Bill is awkward as F on social media. And I don't know if he...
Hey, everyone.
Goes along, if he's got a gun to his head or withholding of whatever she could withhold from him to make him do things.
Somebody has gotten in his ear, Andy, and told him if you sort of mock who you were lightly and gently using some of the tenets of Belichickian behavior from decades past, but do it in a youthful, self-aware manner, that it's going to make you more approachable and it's going to make it easier to engage with younger players at whatever that next job is. He's getting this information from somewhere. It can't just be her.
I don't
love it. It can't just be her. And by the way, the true winner of the entire week was Ryan Fitzpatrick. When he did,
oh,
you see?
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, we did that yesterday. We read that yesterday.
That was just that.
Although most of you people don't believe, they went after him. They attacked him.
Are you serious?
Right to make comments
if,
like that?
If people can't appreciate Ryan Fitzpatrick's, that's in the running for tweet of the year.
It absolutely is. And if there was the opposite, if there was the, what is it, the hasty pudding worst whatever thing by whatever Harvard does, this post yesterday of him reeling in his girlfriend.
Just
beyond it, also makes me
kiss
creepier. Like I said, forget the part about the young girlfriend. It also, like, what you do behind closed doors, but now, like, I'm watching you reel her in on the beach.
Yeah, so she was in,
and
a,
she looks hot, if we're gonna be honest.
She's a very attractive young lady, but she's in like that little tight Belichick short shorts New York Giants outfit last weekend.
Yeah.
And now she's,
which was terrible. Terrible costume. No one thought Bill Belichick when they saw that. They said, like, here's a hot chick dressed up as
a Giants,
I don't know,
fan.
Giants cheerleader, Giants fan.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess
who
she likes
cares?
Daniel
she's
Jones. Wow, weird. But, like, okay. But this whole thing, like, look, I got her, everyone. Like, she takes 3 hours to get in the ice cold waters so Belichick can get, like, a lol and a couple of likes on social media.
Yeah. It's
sorry. Like,
this shows how much pull she has. This is 100% her idea.
You sure?
Yeah. 1,000%.
Oh yeah. No, I'm with Stiz. She's like, this will be funny, Bill.
Yes.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Wait,
he
but
absolutely
Fitzy, you said,
does not want to do this.
But do
you
I get?
Said,
do I get to do blank
advice?
Later?
Sure. Yes. That's what that is.
Okay. Okay.
What's
we
that?
Don't need to go down too far. But you just said you think he's getting advice that this
she
is
may be
actually
part.
Tactical.
I think she's part of it. She's. I think she is definitely.
She's his PR advisor.
No, she's funneling him
Stacey?
Some youthful advice.
She has his ear, 100%,
and
that's
more.
Not his ear.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Both no, I just
potty
hashtag
potty
taco
lines.
Salad.
But this makes me, and people think I'm a Belichick hater. I'm not a Belichick hater. I actually think he's such an impressive, accomplished coach, and things that he did over the years were magnificent. I'm actually feeling like he's kind of, I don't know, undercutting his own legend or aura, or I don't know. I don't. It feels like
I think he's over. Personally, I think it's overexposure. Like he didn't
feels
just
like a gimmick change in wrestling.
He
like,
didn't pick
it,
a
and it's
single,
not working.
Right. Okay. So he went babyface. He has he reverse healed. He went babyface.
I
got you. But
love it.
I just think it's overexposure. To the point where it's like, oh, did he say that on Coach inside the NFL
well, that's
on
a separate
social
issue.
Media?
Yes. I kind of wish he just went away for the year, quietly went away for the year.
I just wish he picked one spot. Like, if he just did McAfee or the Manning cast, went on there, roasted the NFL, killed the Jets, occasionally had something to say about the Patriots, XYZ, that would be enough. But the fact that it's, like, across 17 different products at this point, and he's living this awkward life out loud, like, good for him. Good for Coach. Landing an attractive young lady, living his best life. This is the way he wants to do things, okay? Personally, the idea of being in a romance with somebody that's young enough to be like your great-granddaughter freaks me out.
Yeah, but I actually think in this case, that's the least of the issues. Bringing it public in
it
such
is.
A cringe-inducing photo, the whole thing. Hated it, but whatever. Who are we to judge? Who are we to pick on Bill Belichick? We don't have the right, most people would tell us. And they might be right. He's living his life. He can do what he wants. He's an adult. She's an adult. I mean, plenty of people. I would say social media has exploded in all forms, thanks in large part to people willingly or unwillingly embarrassing themselves and us getting to look at it and comment on it and laugh at it and repost it and do all these things. So he's just kind of doing business is being done, to steal his own catchphrase, right? That's what 2024 is. So Bill's living it up. I don't know if it's good or bad or help his coaching career. It is one more hour to go here on the WEEI Afternoon Show. He is Nick Fitzy Stevens. He's got the big hair, the big opinions, and he's got a lot of thoughts on Drake May.